The highest leader opens Oriental Court here. May 1, 1912, Chicago. Persian High Priest of Universal Brotherhood Cult greets host of followers. Faithful flock to throne. Abdu'l-Bahá, servant of ineffable splendor, advisor to 40 million throughout the world. An Oriental Court that sways the destinies of 40 million persons throughout the world has been established temporarily in Chicago. Abdu'l-Bahá, leader of the Baha'ist movement, is the ruler. He has come to America to preach the doctrines of universal brotherhood and worldwide peace. The aged priest, attended by a retinue of Persians and Americans, arrived in Chicago last night. He had been lost all day to local Baha'ists, who were awaiting anxiously his arrival from Washington. The Persian's dislike for publicity led to strenuous but vain efforts on the part of his personal bodyguard to keep his arrival secret. He was bundled into a limousine the moment he arrived and was whizzed away to the Plaza Hotel. Inner Circle admitted. None but Persians were admitted to enter the presence of the servant of the ineffable splendor during the first few hours at the hotel. Later, a favored few comprising the inner circle of the cult were allowed to pass through the suite and to touch his hand. The high priest sat in a big plush chair during the brief reception. He wore a long, flowing robe, striped with red and white. His beard reached almost to his waist. A turban of the same material as the robe was wound about his head. A half dozen Persians stood about the throne. A dozen or more American women from Boston, New York, and Washington formed the background. Hardly a word was spoken. After the reception, the priest again went into seclusion. It was announced that he was dining. Abdu'l-Bahá has his own native cook. In the evening, Abdu'l-Bahá held another reception. 100 followers flocked to his apartments, which were filled with costly flowers. The priest gave all a cordial welcome. He had changed his costume of the afternoon for one of cream color and wore a white turban. "I admire this great city from what I know of it," said the priest through his interpreter. "It is a city beautiful in a material way. The time is coming when it will be beautiful in a spiritual way as well." Followers hope for sight. Followers of Baha from all parts of the world who are in Chicago for their annual international convention are hoping that the high priest will honor their meetings today with his presence. "We hope that he will honor us by his presence," said Dr. Frederick N. Nutt, president of the executive board of the movement in Chicago. "But it is not for us to suggest anything to him. He does as he wills." The priest is expected to attend an open meeting of the cult to be held tonight at the drill hall of the Masonic Temple. Through his interpreter, who is his nephew, he may make a short speech. This morning, he will receive all who care to meet him in his apartments. Abdu'l-Bahá has come to Chicago principally for the purpose of consecrating the plot of ground in Wilmette, where the Mashriq al-Azkar, the dawning point of prayer, a house of worship, will be built this summer by local Baha'ists. The ceremony will be held Wednesday afternoon. Plan World Religion. The object of the Baha'i movement, according to booklets issued by the cult, is the establishment of a universal religion for interreligious, interracial, and international brotherhood and peace. Included in Baha'i's court at the plaza are Dr. Clement Wilson and Dr. Oral Wilson of St. Paul, Dr. H. L. Harper and A. H. Hall of Minneapolis, Myra H. Osgood, Barbara Fitting, D. Louise Corser, Mrs. A. M. Foster, and Mrs. A. E. Baisley of Boston, Mrs. Ella F. Priday, Mrs. Lillian E. McClellan, and Miss M. Graham of Cleveland, Mrs. C. S. Coles of Washington, Miss A. Boylan, Miss I. Holmes, and Miss C. Bennigan of New York, and Mr. and Mrs. I. R. Morris and Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Latimer of Chicago.